Jacko, the broadcasting kookaburra, bids fair to become the most famous bird in the world. He will laugh at any time of the day or night. First, there is a preliminary chuckle, like a clumsy trill. But instead of trilling on one note, Jacko ascends the scale, and the effect brings to mind the small boy's unspoiled laugh. Just after the first glimmer of dawn, the kookaburra peals forth his merry laughter a full hour before the smaller denizens of the forest awake. Next, he speeds up and chuckles again with great gusto and quite unexpectedly falls into a whimsical, wheezy guffaw like that of an old man whose rusty vocal organs restrict his mirth. Jacko is now 10 years old and lives in a country garden where he is treated with profound respect by the other domestic animals. To protect him from the wild kookaburras and pugnacious magpies, he is sheltered under a cover of wire netting from where he annoys them intensely by laughing heartily in the greatest disdain. He lives upon raw meat, beetles, and considers a spider a particularly toothsome delicacy. He has a marked dislike for slugs, snails, earthworms, and all slimy creatures. He is very fond of fish and will hold a small fish or a mouse in his bill all night, the more to enjoy them in the morning. He dreams and has nightmares just the same as human beings. He will be all tucked up and sound asleep when suddenly he will utter the queerest of laughter and squeal. His voice must awaken him, and he looks quite startled, as much as to say, "The bogeyman nearly had me that time." Kookaburra is known to all bird lovers as the great brown kingfisher or laughing jackass. Unlike the other members of the kingfisher family, it is not closely associated with streams, lakes, and other fish-producing waters, but is more frequently found in the open fields and cultivated places adjoining the tall timber of the forest and tree-fern gullies. Here, high in the hollow stump of a gum tree, it lays its 4 white eggs and rears its young. The adult bird, about the size of a crow, has a soft brown coloring, and the light buff breast and blue-tipped wings make it very attractive. It has an awkward-looking but very business-like bill, some 3 inches in length. The laughing jackass lives mainly on insectivorous food, but it has been observed gathering river mussels at the edge of a creek and whacking them against logs to open them. It will dive into the water after small yabbies and fish, and has also the useful habit of killing snakes and feeding upon them. Gripping the snake behind the head with its powerful beak, the bird flies to a tree top and drops it a number of times until the bones are all broken. Then, if not too large, the snake is swallowed head first. For hours it will sit motionless in the sunshine upon the stump of a tree or on a fence post, so solemn and sedate and with such an air of worldly wisdom that the attitude has earned for the bird the title of the bush philosopher. But should a grasshopper stir or a grub poke its head above the ground within a radius of 60 feet, he pounces upon it unerringly. The old birds teach the young ones to laugh, and it is a delightful experience to find a number of them perched in a tree and listen to the cheerful series of gurgles and chuckles as the lesson proceeds. When Jacko was brought to the Columbia studios to have his laugh recorded, he did not evince any signs of nervousness. He showed great interest in all that transpired, took his cues correctly, laughing merrily in the right places. A wax impression of his laugh was cut, and then played back as a test for volume and clarity. When he heard his voice reproduced, he was so astounded that he nearly fell off his chair. When he recovered, he joined in the chorus and laughed so loudly that nobody could hear the recording, and he had to be temporarily removed from the studio. Kookaburra is the Aboriginal name for the laughing jackass. No one has ever found out what there is in an egg for a hen to cackle about, and no one knows exactly why it is that Jacko laughs in this curious manner. His laughter is highly infectious, and one can only stand by and laugh with him in sheer abandon and delight.